the announcement of Stephen Pettigrew being unappointed to Metro Vancouver and Alison Pat being appointed to Metro Vancouver was almost as random as making the announcement that he wants a canal to run through the center.
Almost as random, yeah.
Almost. Not quite almost.
And what was his the reason, just that we're axing Pettigrew, bring in Patton? Do you know?
That was it. That was the whole announcement. There was when that took place, Councillor Pettigrew asked nonstop, what have I done wrong? Was I doing a bad job? All of the questions that you would normally ask a person that was essentially fired by your boss, he chose to ignore.
And for people who don't know, there's been, like you said, rumors that he's having some kind of dating relationship, whatever you want to call it, with one counselor. Do you know much, Mike, about this? When did it first start, these rumors, and what exactly has been said? Is this just like, they're casually dating or fairly serious? Like, where is it at?
Well, I mean, when you take a look at some of the videos that are out there and the language that he uses when he talks about the Councillor Patton's business, he uses the term we a number of times. They don't, nothing's hidden. I mean, people have seen them out in public coffee shops and other things like that. So nobody's hiding anything. They're quite open about what's taking place. It's just that they have not made any public statements in any way, shape, or form. So I'm not too sure of like I said earlier on, the when it started will be the issue for the ethics commissioner when it comes to that appointment, because the appointment isn't just an appointment. There's a monetary value to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're paid for their meeting around $365 for a morning meeting, and if they're there in the afternoon as well, they get another three. So, I mean, you could look at this as, it's over $700 a day for those longer meetings that are there. So, financially, there's a benefit to Councillor Patton being on that board.
What are your thoughts, though? Like, at least for me, if you can't date usually for a company, if you can't date the CEO, if it's generally looked down upon for many, normal businesses, what are your thoughts? Should a councillor be able to just that, still sit on the board and be dating the mayor?
Well, I mean, if you take a look at where it's happened with other places, Gregor Robinson had that relationship with a councillor, I believe. You had a leader of a provincial party and a certain other MLA that were involved in. All of those things become problematic when it comes to decision making, because you're having that close personal relationship and you're also discussing the business of the city. So when it comes time to voting on something, if one person doesn't like it, what happens with the other person that does like it? Do they just cave in to the other person that's there? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or are you sleeping in the doghouse tonight?
Exactly. Yeah. Or that's where you want to be, whatever the case may be. So I'm not, I'm not sure of where I've seen it, where a mayor and a councillor or two councillors have had personal relationships and how well it's worked on their levels, whether or not it's a provincial level, whether or not it's a municipal level, or even a federal level.
Yeah, like you said, where they've been 100% able to separate the two, it just seems like when you're, I hate to say it, but sleeping next to that person, like how can those lines not be blurred? But hey, maybe they're professionals.
Well, I mean, we live in a free country where it says that you can do that, and that there's, we don't live in a country that says you cannot do that. So, you got to uphold the democracy when it's available.
All right, thank you so much, Mike, for joining me. As the world turns, or as Surrey turns, I like to call it.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun day in the city. It's a fun time on the earth. Well, not a fun time, but COVID is definitely coming into play with everybody's decision making. That's the blame channel.
That's the blame, right? Exactly. Blame it on COVID. We're not thinking clearly. So thanks, as always, for your insight.
Okay, Vanessa. Have a good day.